All right, let's do a real quiet intro.
Why?
Here it is.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
If I were you, the podcast show's about to start. Advice straight from the heart that rip your life apart. If I were you, the show.
Thoughts, feelings about that? Is that good?
I don't know if it was good or not. I think I liked it.
It was sort of a sea shanty of sorts.
What?
It was a sea shanty of sorts.
That's, a sea shanty is normally 15 men on a dead man's chest.
All right, enough, enough.
The, you've ever shanty stayed. Song is like chanting.
That was a warbling tiny tune.
There's a way to remember it. It's a shanty is chanty. Is
yeah, that is that's the, that shanty was chanty.
That was not chanty. That
it,
was like
it was a chanty
that was
shanty.
Operatic. It was like a guy singing.
Well, I sure know that I preferred that sound to what I'm listening to right now.
Oh, sassy Rose.
Perfect intro to our guest Rose.
Our guest of dishonor.
Wow.
Rose MacGyver.
Hello.
Rose is our neighbor, roommate, friend, in that order, I think, right?
Yep, it's a true story.
So we moved to this place in LA, and Rose was living underneath us, and now she's living in our apartment.
Rose, to clarify, she was living in an apartment underneath us.
Yeah,
she wasn't just living under that. Rose was a vagrant that was under the house.
we took pity
on her and invited her up.
I lost it real good. I'm modern My Fair Lady.
Yeah, I lost my tennis ball under the house, and I went to find it, and Rose's arm grabbed my hand. And it scared me. It scared me, and that's when I found Rose.
You were playing with a tennis ball in this.
Yeah,
you were bouncing a tennis ball on the
by
court.
Myself, like one of those Velcro mitts.
Yeah,
you know that when you had like a mitt, but it was Velcro.
This house would suit a swing ball set, actually, out the back.
A swing ball set?
What's a swing ball
set?
Let's
also get this out of the way. Rose is an American, so sometimes she speaks in codes. Swing ball set?
Swing ball set's one of those like stakes that comes out of the ground, and then there's a big string off it with a tennis ball, and you just whack it around in circles.
That's tetherball.
Learn how to talk USA.
Oh. USA. USA. USA.
Back to the sea chanty.
What's a swing set? It's called a swing set?
No, the swing ball.
Swinging ball?
Well, it makes a lot of sense.
A ball swing?
Swing balls. It's swing ball. Similar to T-ball, but swing ball.
Swing ball makes sense, but so does tetherball because it's tethered to the pole. And swing
ball
is
sort of... Yeah, but how often would you use the word tether on like a daily basis versus the word swing?
I feel like I would use them comparably, to be sure.
I don't think that you've ever said tether or tether in your life.
Have you ever heard me say swing?
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
You've known me 4 days. You think I said swing
recently?
Yeah,
I feel like that's a
When was the last time you heard me say swing, aside from this room?
You said, Amir, swing me a cup of that delicious soup your mum made.
That's right. Rose McIver putting you on blast, putting Rivka on blast. Your mom making soup, it is not good.
It was good.
It's bland porridge. It's mush.
Here's what I'd say. It was really delicious when I had a blocked nose and the textures were all really interesting in my mouth.
Yeah.
But once the nose started to get better and the taste started to become more apparent, I think I preferred her other meals to that. That's what I'd say.
Amir's mom is a diligent listener to the podcast.
Yeah, and she makes beautiful chicken schnitzel. Just delicious.
I can't wait to just talk about how much food your mom has made us.
My mom is spoiling us. Me, Jake, Rose.
Our new roommate.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We had to borderline beg you to do this, so we're a little bit offended right off the bat.
Well, I noticed you started doing like G-chats to every single person on your contacts list, like anyone free this afternoon, anyone free. And once you got there, I knew that I was a better option than no one, so figured I'd take it.
Better than zero. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done a podcast before?
No, I've never done a podcast.
Really?
No.
Wow. We're breaking...
I don't know if the pressure is more on me than on you, because for me... I just want to experience the best podcast I can, and you guys have to give me that experience today.
Right?
Wow. And this could
we have something to prove.
You have something to prove. Whereas for me, I mean, I'm just a guest, and I'm going to be gone. And you know, like I think this is all about you guys today.
Well, yeah. If you think about it, we're all going to be gone. I mean, the world.
Wow.
Yeah, we're all specks of dust.
Jake, has your book of poetry arrived?
That's enough, Rose.
We don't want to talk about such intimate details on the show. That being said, you did order a book of poetry, right?
I'm not ashamed of ordering a book of poetry.
I didn't say you were ashamed.
It doesn't make me a fucking loser.
All right, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you didn't.
Why are you mad?
I ordered a book of poetry curated by Garrison Keillor. So,
ever heard of him?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys like Prairie Home Companion, but
and are you going to read it or are you just going to leave it around so that people think you read poetry? All right. So do you know how the podcast?
My highlight of the afternoon was when you guys got fucking box Lakers tickets delivered to your door, and he was so disappointed that it wasn't his book of poetry that he hurled them. He just hurled them willy-nilly
across
the room.
Don't tell. I love sports. I love sports.
Sports and poetry.
Fuck poetry. It's girly and dumb. I hate poetry unless it's about basketball.
It is weird. I feel like Amir would be the one who was into poetry out of the two of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you've known us. You basically have a crash course in us. You didn't know us at all 6 days ago, but we've spent so much time together that you know us more than anybody else within the last 6 days. So you are very familiar with us, but still have this level of unfamiliarity that you can say stuff like that. Like,
right. You pegged us completely wrong.
I pegged them completely wrong. When I met them, I remember I saw you and...
She's pointing at a mirror right now.
Oh, yeah, it's a podcast. I haven't done this thing before. I'm used to it. It feels like a conversation. I'm trying to be relaxed. I've got my feet up. I wanted to point across the room.
Yeah.
And I'm being fucking trashed for it.
We call that being put on blast.
Put on blast. I'm put on blast every day by these new friends and enemies that have all happened at once.
So you're saying...
I met them and I just felt like Amir was going to be the lady killer. I thought that you were the one who... Like, you're zany and I haven't listened to this podcast before, but I've seen you guys on your sketches.
Yeah.
And I felt like you'd be the zany out there one who was super confident and like pulling chicks all the time.
Right.
And that Jake would kind of be the wingman and the sort of struggling one. Like just the struggling
person. You
thought
that I couldn't pull chicks?
Well, no, I just
thought that I don't get pussy.
Yeah, I definitely didn't see confidence. There was no confidence radiating from your beady, beady eyes.
What do you call my eyes?
Beady, she said. Reedy beady.
Yeah, no.
But then I was surprised and I got to know them and now I feel like you're kind of both in between the two. And you're not actually, you're not the stereotypes I thought you were, okay? Is that okay to say?
Yeah, it's fun. It's friendly.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Describe my eyes again. Now that you got to know us, would you describe
now,
them as
now I would say that they're soulful, yeah. I'd say they're soulful.
And they're not like droopy or anything?
I wouldn't use droopy within the first week of knowing you.
But well, by tomorrow, I feel like
next time I guest on this podcast, we'll revisit the topic.
Okay. But for now, they're not. They're soulful.
For now, they're soulful. Soulful, poetic, Lakers eyes.
Oh, poetic Lakers.
The best two things you could be. So let me at least explain to you the show. We'll explain to the listeners and to you at the same time. Basically, it's an advice podcast. We get emails from people all around the world, and they're in a bit of a bind, and they're asking us for advice, for help, because they're that desperate, and we do our best to offer it to them. Sometimes it's just me and Jake, and sometimes we have a guest.
That's like how I said to you the other day, agony aunt, that phrase.
What's that?
It's exactly what you do, or agony uncles, so to speak.
What is that? I don't...
This is the ball swing of
advice.
She's a
terms.
She's a Kiwi.
Well, what would you what do you call yourselves? Do you call yourselves advisors?
What's I call myself a god.
A columnist? No, you're not a columnist. You're a podomist. What are you?
A podcaster.
Podomist.
Yeah, a hypopodcaster.
What are you? Because an agony aunt is the an agony uncle is the fitting description. Just the person who somebody comes and asks questions and. You have wise, sage advice that you can kind of give back to them. I feel like that's what you guys should be aiming for, at least.
Agony sage uncle. Advice. I can be the agony aunt if you want to be the agony uncle.
See, that is...
What? I'd love to be your agony mistress.
You want to be my aunt, what you're about to say.
No, I want to be your wife. Because I want you to be the agony uncle.
6 days isn't enough to get used to this.
Not yet. And in another way, it's more than enough to get used to it. Mm-hmm. So basically, we read these real emails from real people, but we give them fake names so that we're not, mm-hmm. we're preserving their anonymity, basically. Mm. This first one is from, you know what? Okay, it's from a guy. Can you give me a guy, like a native, because you're from New Zealand, right? Mm-hmm. A native New Zealand name. That would be silly in our normal country.
That's really hard to do without being deeply offensive. I'm going to go for a place name. I feel like that's better.
Okay, that's good.
We're going to go Ruapehu.
Oh, wow. Can't even... What's that?
Ruapehu.
Ruapehu?
Rua.
Rua?
Yeah.
Pehu.
Mm-hmm.
Ruha.
You already messed it up. You repeated it back in chunks.
He's
and
already
then
offended New Zealand.
Rua? Pehu? Yes. Ruha.
Ruha Pehu.
Ruha Yuya.
Ruha Pehu writes.
You're a terrible agony aunt.
Hey guys, I found this chick on OkCupid and then reached out to her on Facebook. Unfortunately, she's been dating someone for the past month, so she wished me luck on my search after telling me that she thought I was a cool dude. She's got that perfect blend of quirky, cute, and classy going on, and we seem to have a lot of the same interests. Compared to the rest of the girls on OkCupid, PlentyOfFish, Match.com, and in Mid-Missouri, she is head and shoulders above the rest of them. I was thinking I might go ahead and send her some flowers for Valentine's Day, and was wondering what your thoughts were on this. I doubt it will make her leave this guy, but maybe it will piss him off enough to act like a douche. All's fair in love and war, right? Hoping for a cool fake name, love, Ruapehu.
Sorry to disappoint you, Ruapehu.
Yes, I found my weakness in podcasts. Naming is not my strength.
No, I think Ruapehu is actually chill.
That's what we asked for, is a native New Zealand name.
Well, it's a mountain. It's a snowy, snowy mountain that's mainly icy and nobody really likes to ski on it, but it's the best option for the North Island.
Perfect for this guy, this snowy, icy ice box over here. What do you think if you were in a relationship and somebody sent you flowers?
Did he meet her on... What's she doing on OkCupid if she's in a relationship?
Well, sometimes people are on OkCupid to meet other people, and then they do, and then they deactivate their profile. But
I feel like the pressure's on her for keeping her profile active. That seems strange. If you meet somebody, you
take it down.
Your dating
this is this girl on girl hate. Okay,
yeah, no. You're being catty.
It's girl on girl.
You're being a cat.
Oh God,
you're
Lord.
A cat.
I think I will
make a cat noise because I know that is one of your pet peeves, right?
Oh, you know me so well. In 6 days, it's
wait,
one of
the... What? I didn't hear this.
Yeah, one time I made closer. A cat noise and she hated it.
Yeah,
what, like a meow cat noise please. Or like an angry cat?
Why would you give Jake that ammo? Why would you do that?
I want to just was it like.
Don't, Jake.
Is that it?
Jake.
Was like,
I have volunteered my afternoon for this, and I did not ask
and
for
all I'm asking you is to volunteer, just so, because I don't want to make, if it's meow, that makes you mad, or if it's meow that makes you mad. I want to know which one.
What actually happens?
I really need to know which one. Go ahead.
So what happens is I get more and more embarrassed for the person who's doing it, and I just feel like they have no sense of dignity. But what is helpful is that normally that's about somebody who I care about and I really want to preserve their dignity. But when you do that, I feel like you have none, and to be honest, it doesn't upset me as much.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. To be honest, that cuts me to the core. That was she's got some fighting her, huh? You have to understand, I never had any dignity before we started the podcast.
This is what I'm talking about. Bottom. So if Amir did it, when Amir did it, I was upset because I just want the best for him and I want him to, like, I feel like he does have dignity. Yeah, and so that was upsetting, but yeah, it is less upsetting.
I want people to know that I didn't, like, purr at you.
Yeah. In what context did you do a cat noise?
I will let you know.
You know what? Never mind. Moving on. This guy with the...
everyone's just imagining me in a full cat costume crawling towards
Rose. I remember. I came out to get a drink of water last night, yeah. And you were crawling across the hallway with... you had painted whiskers on with Rose's lipstick, and you said... You were like clawing at the carpet, and
what you did was
somehow
take a
Amir's
saucer.
Not even doing the noise, but it's him who's being embarrassed. That was,
yeah, that okay? And you took out a saucer and poured some milk.
Yeah,
and I spent 2 hours lapping it up with only my tongue.
Uh-huh. Incidentally, their fridge is held together with a duct tape shelf that Jake built. He thinks he's like. Honestly, Bob the Builder over here. And he builds his duct tape shelf.
There's a lot of animosity from this side of the room. And I think that the duct tape shelf has only broken once, whereas the shelf that Sub-Zero built broke 3 or 4 times.
Sub-Zero, the fighter from Mortal Kombat.
He does some plumbing work, too.
On the side.
He fixed our fridge. I think the duct tape shelf... was a decent...
Oh, I thought you were going to bring us back to the question, which is whether this guy should give a girl with a boyfriend flowers to try to fuck up her relationship.
That's funny. Yeah.
He should?
Of course.
Really?
That's a chill move.
Wait, he hasn't met her though, right? He hasn't met her. He's just seen her on Facebook?
Yeah. Or he just met her on OkCupid.
Just met her on OkCupid and then added her on Facebook, and now he's going to send her flowers. I think even if she didn't have a boyfriend, that's a bad move.
Oh, sending someone flowers on Valentine's Day?
Before when you haven't met them?
Yeah. I think if they had a really genuine connection, that would be a different question. But the fact that he hasn't even met this girl and she's got a boyfriend and he's just obviously interested in her because she looks hot in these pictures, maybe? Or what was it? Quirky cute? Was it quirky cute?
Yeah, she's got this perfect blend of quirky and cute, and also like, she has a boyfriend.
I
that's
feel like he's
going to
meet
blend.
His own quirky cute girl in the flesh, and then that will be lovely, and she won't have a boyfriend.
That's all well and good, but that's this guy lives in mid-Missouri. He hasn't met anyone on any of these social networks. He found one that he likes, and he thinks he's got to go for it, and he thinks by sending flowers. Let me ask you, as a female, are flowers good or are they lame? They can be both, right? Depends on who the guy is sending it to you is.
Yeah, definitely.
So like flowers can be pathetic if it's like someone you don't like sending it to you.
Yeah.
Every gesture in the world can be lame if it just comes from a shitty person.
Right.
Like when I make the cat noise, it's sexy and it's funky and it's cute. And when you do it, it's like, oh God, I'm losing respect for you.
It's bizarre. You know?
By the way, I do want to know what the context was that you purred at Rose.
I didn't purr at Rose.
I think he made a bitchy hiss noise. Like
no, that. I did not do that either. No, I did not hiss.
Is that a cat? That's a snake.
That's like a gay best friend. You know, the gay best friend sort of like thing that they do where they're saying like, oh, you shouldn't say that. That's catty. Like you kind of did and this whole conversation started, actually, which makes you kind of the gay best friend in this equation.
I resent that. not because there's anything
I'm still
wrong
thinking
with
about
gay,
this guy. I feel like the flowers are a really lovely gesture, and I have belief that he's going to meet somebody else, and that he shouldn't.
Why do you have that belief?
Well,
why do you think that this garbage trash loser that doesn't understand any social cues that took OkCupid to Facebook, and now he's like so out of touch that he's like, I think I can send her flowers even though she has a boyfriend. What makes you think
my
he deserves to find love?
For his mental health is that he asked you this question, not his mother or like some kind of...
Oh, that would be, that's the best. He's going to ask his, and now he's going to ask his mom for advice.
Mommy, should I give this girl flowers? That's what he calls him, probably.
This
right?
guy, I promise you, is 48 years old, living in his mother's basement
in Branson, Missouri.
Well, here's the that's why he's not meeting anyone.
Oh,
that's why he's not don't spend any money on frivolities like flowers. Go get your own place, set yourself up, buy a coffee machine, have a girl over.
That's all it takes is a coffee machine and having a girl over.
Is that true?
Ask a neighbor for sugar. That's how. What did we first say?
I think you just came out and apologized for playing music that we couldn't hear.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Do that. Then look, 4 days later, I have these great new friends. So why don't you have some kind of nice over the fence conversations with some people around you?
I think the problem is he's not enjoying it. I think I liked your advice of moving out of Missouri.
No, that's not. You can't. No.
Sure.
He's in the heart of America, the heartlands. Dixie, come on.
Is that true? Is that Dixie?
I don't know.
That's where all the Dixie chicks are.
But you can't just hate on Missouri just because we live in Los Angeles.
Well, he doesn't have to live in Los Angeles, but I'm sure he'll find more ladies that are up his alley if he moved to New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Austin, New Orleans,
Maine. You're small-minded for thinking he can't be happy in Missouri. I hate to put both of you guys on a Tuesday blast, but I'm going to do it.
Well, technically, this comes out on Thursday.
All right. Well, I'll put you on a Tuesday to Thursday blast. That's a Wednesday. That's a full Wednesday on blast, if you can survive that.
Jesus, probably not. You're saying...
Don't give the flowers. Believe in something more. Give it a little while. I have hope for you.
Flowers ever break up a relationship or absolutely at least not. Tear at the fabric of one?
Well, it might tear at the fabric. What if her new boyfriend that she met on OkCupid never bought her flowers?
Oh.
But I don't think it would make Ropehu have any better chances. I just think it might sabotage what could have been something beautiful.
But that is a good call. Like, if he didn't give her flowers and then this guy gives her flowers, I feel like that can tug away a little bit.
Yeah, of course. And I think also, if he gives her flowers and then the boyfriend is like, hey, who the fuck's sending you flowers? I'm really jealous. And she's like, oh, yo, that's not an attractive quality. You're, like, freaking out over these flowers.
But I don't think that the end is going to be Ropehu with the chick. I'll say that.
Oh, so you're saying...
So I think...
Best case scenario, they just break up, but yeah. It doesn't end up with you there.
Yeah. Is that what you want, Ropehu?
Let's wait for an answer. That's a yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Are didgeridoos yes. from New Zealand?
Nope, Australia.
Okay, very good. Very nice.
Are kangaroos from New Zealand?
Australia.
All right. Are didgeridoos from Australia?
I think we got a couple of them at home.
Let me ask you this question. The term Kiwi for New Zealanders.
The number of times that you have confused me with Australians is ridiculous. It's bordering on insulting.
Okay, well, was it two questions? One... three questions. One, is kiwi an offensive term for somebody from New Zealand?
No.
Okay, two, is it named after the fruit or the animal?
Animal.
Do they have kiwi the fruit in New Zealand? That's
yes.
Sub-question to number two, not a three.
Okay.
They do have kiwi the fruit?
Two, part B is, yes, they do have kiwi the fruit as well.
Okay. Three, New Zealand and Australia, is that like USA, Canada, or is there more of like a brotherhood and bond there?
It's like USA, Canada, I guess, but because we're smaller and we're more isolated, when we're on the other side of the world... which you don't necessarily do as much as Americans, but Kiwis will go abroad probably a lot more.
Yeah,
and when we're away...
They live in New Zealand. Of course they want to escape.
Thanks.
See, that's,
we're already here.
You're thinking of New Zealand as Missouri.
Yeah, yeah.
Not everybody is you. Yeah, that's
we're
happy in Brooklyn or New York City.
We're in paradise right now.
You're in your paradise, and you're projecting it onto people in Missouri.
When you live in heaven, you don't...
Why did you
pour
it, Rose? Why did you pour it? I want to know... What context you hissed at our neighbor?
I was on OkCupid in New Zealand for bloody years, and I traveled to the other side of the world to get away from it, and I get hissed at by a new man living upstairs.
Have you ever used an online dating site?
I haven't.
Is it because you don't have a problem meeting guys?
Yeah, I guess, to tell you the truth.
It's interesting, though, because I don't have a problem meeting girls, but my problem is that I don't meet enough girls, so I want to use Tinder, OkCupid.
Well, the problem is that enough is never enough with you.
Enough is not enough.
Yeah, there's no
such
thing as enough.
That's kind of beautiful. That's kind of poetic. Rose, give me a beat.
No. Doof.
Come on.
Doof.
Here we go.
Doof.
Doof. Doof.
Doof.
Doof. What was the line that you said again?
I said enough is never enough.
Enough is never enough. Enough, not enough. Not the stuff. That's what's up. That's your stuff. That's my muff. Yo, going down.
Doof. And he's reading straight out of his new poetry anthology.
I love it. Yeah, this one's by Sylvia Plath, bitch. Doof. Oof. Oof.
I love that the beat was doof, doof, doof. And I love that you turned that into a word like you're rhyming with the beat.
I felt like that was a hearty kick drum.
A hearty kick
this
drum.
This is what
indeed.
You want, like, here, I'll show you what the beat is supposed to be like. Instead, like.
And then Amir can rap over the
top. Yeah, yeah. All right. Give me a topic.
I'm saying, cats and neighbors.
Okay, all cats right. and neighbors. Oh, yeah. Cats and neighbors. Neighbors and cats. Don't eat those cats unless you'll be fat, because cats have a lot of fats in their hats. That's what I call heads. Don't eat their brains.
It's upsetting that Amir is showing more promise than Jake.
Are you kidding me?
And
cats! Cats! Don't be fat.
Yeah,
what
but
the
Jake,
fuck are you talking about,
Jake,
more
Jake,
promise?
Jake, you sound like you listen to way too much. Do you know Razzell? Did you guys ever listen to Razzell?
Oh, so yeah, it sounds like I listened to way too much of the best beatboxer of all time.
Yeah, 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 but you know how
I'm
that whole
wave
I'm
sorry
if I
take your insult as a compliment.
Remember that wave of rubbish trash teenagers who thought that they could beatbox after they heard Razzell?
Yeah, yeah, I was one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Turns out I was the only one that was right. Now, yo.
The beat and the, what is it? The beat and the melody at the same time.
Have you ever seen Razzell throw up? There's a YouTube video where he tries to do the beat. He does the beat, the melody, chorus. And then he tries to do the hook, and it's in, and he just goes. Fucking yarfs, it's incredible. So at that point, he's throwing up while giving a beat.
Yeah, the big four.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So don't give this girl flowers.
Don't ultimately, give her flowers.
Yeah, no, don't give her flowers. You don't have to move out of Missouri either.
Be the bigger man.
Be so big you can't even fit in Missouri.
All right. That's enough, you two. There's something noble. There's something honest.
You go to fucking Missouri.
I will go to Missouri.
You live there.
Good luck doing the podcast without this. Yo, good luck doing the podcast.
Actually, Rose said she would just stick around and be the co-host if necessary.
I feel okay with the Rose and Amir show.
How about Amir gives you a beat, I give you a topic, and you freestyle?
Can I say that would really make me very deeply uncomfortable, because bad beatboxing is almost as offensive as bad cat noises on a human, and I'm absolutely not going to do this.
All right. Pterodactyls. Here it is.
Doof. 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 Doof.
All right. Doof. My name's Rose.
Oh, my God.
And pterodactyls in the ground, and I love...
Sorry, I don't know where I'm going.
Wow.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Probably the Stegosaurus.
It's a pretty good one. Yeah. Mine's Ankylosaurus.
Cool.
What's yours? Hey, come on. We're getting to know each other.
Is an eel a dinosaur? Like if I said eel.
God, you showed your hand with that one.
What?
You're a boring man.
What's the most boring dinosaur? The one that's like borderline still around today. Like a fish or something.
There's a tunnifa. No, don't worry. That's a New Zealand thing.
That's another mountain in New
Zealand. That's the next advice asker. Mr. Tunnifa is coming at you with.
That's actually really good. Tunnifa. Well, we do need a female name.
It could be Mrs. Tunnifar. Okay. These names are sort of ambiguous.
This is really cool because this email came to us from New Zealand.
Really?
That's right.
It's probably a friend of mine.
You guys remind me of my time living in America, which is a great nostalgia kick. I live in New Zealand now. So here's my issue. I'm a lesbian, and my grandpa has left me a shit ton of money. All good so far. But I don't, quote, look like a lesbian, end quote. He thinks that I'm just being rebellious and has told me that I'm out of his will if I, quote, continue this behavior. I've never actually told him that I'm gay, and somehow he's found out that I've been dating girls. I'm single at the moment, and I have dated and have had sex with men in the past. But I've never been sexually attracted to them. So my question to you is, do I date men until he kicks off and leaves me my 50s? Or should I be true to myself and sacrifice the money? Toda, Mrs. What's?
Tunnifa.
Tunnifa.
How many, what zeros?
Is that 50s?
That's like 100,000 bucks?
Yeah. 100 to 900,000.
That's what's up, baby. I know my math.
My maths.
I know my math.
Is your granddad on social media?
Why do you ask that?
Well, I feel like
if
he's gonna know. Oh wait, she's not trying to hide it. She's trying to actually change her sexuality.
No, she's saying, should I just hide it from him until he dies?
Right.
Or
so he doesn't.
Should I date men? Which is, that's a different question. Like, if she's hiding it from her granddad because she doesn't want to upset him, that's one thing. But if she's gonna stop seeing girls and start seeing men, that's different, and I need some clarity.
Shit, you've poked a hole in our podcast, and that's
well.
I
think her quandary is she feels weird about lying to her grandfather,
And she's like confident that she is a lesbian, but she also wants her grandfather's money. So she's saying, should I try to hide my sexuality from him until he dies? Is that okay, or is that like robbing him?
Do we think that she's had a really honest conversation with him explaining why it's okay to be homosexual?
No, you can't do that. Once you're 60, 70, 80 years old, you're not going to change your mind. People are not changing their mind at that age.
Well, that's...
The question is, is it considered, should I take a stand and be my true self and sacrifice the money? Or should I lie about it and borderline rob my grandfather?
I mean, I think it's obvious what the answer is.
Borderline rob his grandfather? Her grandfather?
She's not a man just because she's into women. Mia.
Wow, and the truth comes out. Mr. Bigot? Mr. Bigot there?
Bigot Blumenfeld.
No. Bigot Blumenfeld.
No.
Meow. Meow.
Is that it? You were like, it's like a guttural reaction for you, huh?
This is the time when I wish that podcasts were visual, because I don't want to say anything in words about it because I want to let it go, but I want people to know how deeply it affects me, and I feel like they would know that if they saw
you're crying. There's tears streaming down your face right
welling,
now.
Welling, don't exaggerate.
You really are welling right now. This is...
She's squeezing tears out.
What about other animal noises?
Should I get my tear stick?
Are there other animal noises that you dislike, or is it specifically cats?
Well, I feel like cats are the only ones people really try to make. Who makes an elephant noise or a cow noise in casual conversation?
That was a dog pretending to be an elephant.
Jake's just blowing his nose.
Can you tell me what a tear stick is? Is that an acting term?
It's an acting trick where you just put menthol under your eyes to make yourself cry.
We didn't mention that Rose is an actor. Actor or actress, what do you prefer?
I don't mind.
Okay, we didn't mention that Rose is an actress.
Actor.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that.
I mind.
So that's one of the tricks
of
the trade.
But I guess Amir doesn't think women should have rights. He called...
Holy shit.
He called our lesbian friend a boy.
First of all, he called
our actor friend an actress.
I would never say that I'm friends with a lesbian.
Yeah.
You put that word in my mouth.
Got it.
I would never befriend a homosexual.
Is there any way in which Amir could get to know your grandfather, Tanifa, and get the money from him? Because I feel like they would be like-minded.
Yeah, if I can sort of
that's interesting.
Gain
at
his
point,
trust.
I do feel like if you're a bigot, then you don't even deserve to have money.
Really?
They should, yeah.
Bigots don't deserve to have money.
I think that if somebody donates money to like anti-gay legislation, their assets should be seized.
Really?
Yeah, I actually do.
So you love America so much, but you're against one of the First Amendment rights, freedom of expression?
I'm against... what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Freedom to think whatever you want. You're not down for that. As long as people have opinions that are different than yours, they don't deserve to have money.
I think if there's an opinion that's so black and white that it's in the wrong, that I should be allowed to kick the shit out of that guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Carte blanche.
Carte blanche. Fart blanche.
Yeah.
I think that if you're different than me,
you don't deserve to live in the same country as me.
So you're saying bigots are different than me, so I don't like them. But I don't like them because they're bigots, not because they're different, because they hate people that are different.
They pay taxes. They do the work that you're not willing to do.
There's a lot of
bigots out there.
I pay taxes.
If you got rid of all the bigots in America...
You're standing up for bigots.
If you got rid of all the bigots in America, this country would fall apart. I'm sorry to tell you that.
This country has fallen apart if there are bigots in America. I love America, dude.
Was founded by slave owners.
This country...
Open your eyes,
Suck my dick, dude. That's what's up. There's a motherfucker outside wandering around with a package. I think it might be my poetry book.
Is the guest expendable for this moment to go collect a poetry book?
Of course not. No, you'll stay right here.
Okay.
No, Jake is expendable.
Is the guest expendable? I barely even understood that. It's broken English.
Big words for a little man.
Are you talking to Amir? Oh, this dude. That guy. Oh, he's going to knock on the door.
Oh, I can't fucking wait.
I'll be right back.
So Jake's just left to get his book of poetry.
Yeah, this is a first.
I'm glad
you're here for this, because otherwise it would just be me talking to myself.
I really hope that it's not tickets to Cirque du Soleil or something, because he'll hurl them out the window into just the banks below.
So now that Jake's not here, who do you have more fun hanging out with, me or Jake?
I mean, I haven't seen either of you separately, so...
Right, because we're always together.
Yeah.
So it's tough for you to differentiate.
I feel like that's going to be a high-risk situation, living together, working together... cooking together, cleaning together.
Yeah. When one of us leaves, there's going to be an interesting dynamic when it's just two of the three of
us. It was a guy delivering a pizza to our landlord, Bill.
Is that true?
Yes.
Bill's not our landlord. Bill is our neighbor. Another tenant. So don't give him any more rights.
He's a tenant?
Yeah.
Bill lives here?
Yeah.
Where?
Next door.
What do you mean next door?
It's the same. It's that weird garage that he seems to
work
in.
Does he live in that garage?
Well, he's always there. Any hour of the day or night, I think he lives there.
He lives in the garage?
Oh, he is calling you out for talking different. Don't talk different in front of Jake. He'll seize your assets and doesn't think you deserve money if you're different at all. Right? What about someone with an accent? Is that like-minded enough for you? For them to be able to keep their money and for you not to beat the shit out of them?
I'd love you to explain this. You imagine that I hate bigots because they're different?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No, I don't.
Yes. Yes, my friend. Yes, that's the case.
Never heard our podcast before, but Amir has advocated for the closure of humane societies, and now he is standing up to fight the good fight. I think the bigots of America need a hero, and I think you are it.
He's a real underdog story kind of guy.
Yeah, I really am.
Oh, that's not a bad idea for your billboard that I have to design.
What?
Let's close together. Let's close America's humane societies.
It also turns out Amir doesn't like dogs.
Yeah, I've been called out on that for quite a lot in the last couple weeks.
On the podcast or in life?
No, in real life. I mean, you seem to look down on it. Your friend who we met yesterday said that dog lovers are better people, and Jake said I don't like dogs. I don't dislike dogs. I just don't like dogs.
Do you like cats?
No, I mean, I could take or leave a cat.
You saw me struggle with that, and I didn't. I didn't do it. I think that I deserve some kind of accolade or praise.
You're getting nothing.
Okay.
Why? Do I have to... You think it's nice to like dogs?
Yeah.
And if I don't like dogs, do you think that's kind of sociopathic?
I'm going to show you a film called Last Minutes with Odin that I showed Jake the other day. And if you don't like dogs and understand dogs after that, then you are the robot that I've suspected all these days.
All these years. For the last 6 days, you've been calling me robot.
It suits you.
Because I'm emotionally unavailable.
Which is nice. It's nice. You actually said that you're more like, you're like a robot, like artificially intelligent, and you've been taught that this is what you should say and what you should do, and you're really struggling with emotional capacity. And I think that that's accurate.
Yeah, like I was an alien that was made, and now I'm sort of starting to learn how humans should act, and that's what I say and do.
It's like perfume, where he wears that smell of a human.
Yeah.
You know that book?
No.
He wears the smell of a human because he doesn't smell, and he creates the smell. It's like human-like. It's like that. You've just put on a big human smell.
I do smell.
You were reeking yesterday, baby.
All right, let's go back to the question.
Woof.
You just smelled yourself.
Yeah, because I didn't put on deodorant today, so I wanted to make sure I wasn't ripe.
And?
I am.
So what do you say? You say, be yourself, don't accept the money?
No, rob this motherfucker.
Okay. Rose, vote. Be yourself, don't accept the money?
Be yourself, don't accept the money, but I feel like after he passes away, things might all be a little bit different anyway, and you might end up with it, so I'm hoping for you.
So you're saying be yourself, and whether he gives you the money or not is up to him.
Well, maybe make a deal with like a sibling where they get the extra money, but they understand you. And then after he passes away, you can kind of renegotiate the contract with the person.
I really think that like she has to be thinking macro, not micro. And sure, she's got this pride of like, I want my grandfather to like me for who I am, but he's never going to accept her. So she might as well pretend that she's straight up until he dies, which is probably going to be soon. And then she just uses the money to take girls out. She's slaying pussy. She's munching box. She is chowing down on muff. And I think it's all on her grandfather's dime.
Are you saying she's not monogamous?
She doesn't have to be monogamous. But she's single. She said she was single.
But she might be monogamous.
So
she might meet somebody lovely. I feel like you're suggesting that she's just going to hook up with lots of chicks, and that's
I'm not
necessarily
saying
the case.
Lots of sex. She could munch down on the same box forever, for all I care. I just think that she should be whining and dining either many bitches or just one bitch, just with her grandfather's money to stick it to him. He's rolling it around in his grave as she's rolling around in bed, fucking licking clit, taking names. I'm serious.
I think that that sounds like the best advice. I guess I'm with you.
Well, what about this for advice? Before he writes the will, you sit down with him and be like, Grandpa, I know what you're thinking, that I'm gay, but I assure you that I'm not. You have to believe me. I need your money. I want your money. I
deserve
your money.
That's what a robot would say.
Yep. And then as he's dying, as he lay dying in his deathbed, before the last thing he sees, and it's too late to change the will, you slink your little coy little diva girl in, and you just go to town. You scissors, you 69.
I think you 69 on his bed.
No, on his body.
Oh my God.
So that the pressure of two girls just fucking with him.
So
and fucking on him.
Fucking hot. I'm dead serious when I say meow.
What?
On that shit. Meow. I'm not. That's not a cat noise, Rose. I don't know why you're covering your ears. That's just what that's the name of the. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, dude! I didn't even say the noise.
I know, but I'm thinking about it, and it's a soft spot for me. And I feel like if I've revealed this weakness to you, it's just nasty to kind of keep exploiting it over and over and over again in the same podcast.
It's tough. Did you think that there was a world where I found out and didn't make the noise over and over?
Absolutely
again?
Not. But I thought that Amir was more well-trained as a robot than to give you that kind of information.
But you noticed I received your feedback and I grew from it. You programmed me to change and I haven't made the noise since then because I knew that that would react
negatively. What was off with your programming that you made the noise to begin with? Because I think me and Rose could have lived our entire lives without me ever feeling it necessary, without me ever being compelled to make a cat noise in her presence. I don't understand. Even if it was like...
Do you know what I think it was? I think it was...
I know what it was. I remember clearly what it was.
Tell me, am I wrong? I am sleeping in the solarium at the moment in your house because my house is great, but I'm sleeping outside. God, I hope Gray doesn't listen to this.
She definitely doesn't.
I am sleeping outside and it's a very cold room and it'll be great in the long run, but not in winter. So I'm taking advantage of solarium upstairs. I'm sleeping in a solarium. I wake up with a coughing fit in the middle of the night. I go through to the kitchen. Jake's duct tape shelf falls to pieces as I get a glass of milk from
the
fridge.
Let's mention that you opened the door too hard. Go on.
And I'm drinking milk on the floor. And I feel like it was around that time that you said something like a cat noise. Am I wrong? Is that...
That did happen, but I didn't do the cat noise then.
4 a.m. Rose is out there in her pajamas,
sipping milk off the floor,
and eating tuna fish. All he could do, I think Rose was out there. She had killed a bird, and she was trying to hide it.
And what she was,
that was it. Yeah,
and she was sort of scratching our litter box. We have a litter box.
We had changed the litter box.
She had taken a dump.
She still takes dumps in the bathtub, which is annoying.
She takes dumps.
We have
the
litter box. We clean the litter box, but she'll poop in the bathtub.
It's disgusting.
Oh, everybody's got a vice.
Let's answer one more question.
Wait,
then I'll tell you.
Still haven't said. All right, fine. Over the break.
No, that was the break.
That was the break?
Break's over, baby. Right. Break's over. We have time for one last question.
All right.
We need a dude's name.
We'll go Ikitahuna.
What? Isn't English the official language of New Zealand?
Nope. It's a binary nation with two languages.
And what's the second language?
Maori.
And do you speak that?
Maori, the chanting and the... Like the
similar to the sea shanty we heard at the start, apparently. Maori, there is some chanting.
There's a really awesome YouTube video where they like...
Actually, talking about the passing of same-sex marriage, watch that video.
Is that in New Zealand?
Yeah, happened in New Zealand, and it will reduce you to tears. I will say no more.
How many of... What's the population... What percentage of the population is Maori?
I'm a little bit scared about you asking this trivia because I don't know the exact answers, and I'm going to sound ignorant.
Are they a minority?
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I sure.
That is... Would you say you lost respect for him similar to the way you lost respect for me when I made the cat noise when he said that?
Definitely not equally, but I did lose respect.
More for him or more for me?
I think we don't even need to humor that with an answer.
You're right. Him, totally.
Huh? The Māori population, I don't know exactly how big it is, but Ikitahuna is a little town in New Zealand in the middle of... Just, I don't want to say nowhere because that's insulting.
But it's not. It's the Missouri of New Zealand.
It's the Missouri of New Zealand. It's no hubbub, like bustling city centre.
No, it's no Auckland.
Thank you. Nice. You look
it's
that
no
up.
Christchurch.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's no... all right, ready? What is the name that you gave me?
Ikatahuna.
Ikatahuna writes, "Hey guys, so I'm 20 years old and I just saw a hooker. The strangest part is that I haven't got the slightest clue why. I'm at college and I can and have gotten pussy many a time. And normally I would have laughed at anybody who pays for sex. But for various reasons, I'm not in the best place lately. And I thought the answer would be to see a hooker. Wrong. Now as I write this, I feel like shit. Worse than shit, in fact. More like a scum-sucking, scumbag, degenerate piece of filth. I mean, I obviously use protection, and I'm not a complete moron, but I still feel like so dirty. All I want to do right now is to take a scaldingly hot shower using bleach for shower gel and give myself a VD test. Now, I don't expect Amir to be experienced in such a situation, but I'm sure Jake is a beast in this regard. How do you make yourself feel like less of a turd in these situations, Jake? Please help."
I want to say that I resent the implication
that I would never pay for prostitution.
That I would know how to deal with the situation like this.
It's funny because earlier you're like, "How dare he think I got a prostitute?" And then Rose was like, "Have you ever gotten a prostitute?" And you're like, "Well, I paid a stripper once to blow me."
$300. $300.
That was a joke. I'll tell the story. It was
a joke story.
Here's what happened.
I was in
Las Vegas. Okay, rewind.
Sin City.
We are gonna rewind. I'm gonna take you way back 3.5 weeks ago.
Get in my time machine. It's a little broken. It can only go back a month.
It was like 2 years ago. I was in Las Vegas and I visited a strip club, as a lot of
a girl?
People do. Huh?
You went? Did you go to Vegas with a girl?
No, I was in Vegas with my boys. With my boys, my bros.
Is that Amir?
I think Amir might have been there.
Was it when we were there with John and Giancarlo the first time?
I think so.
Okay.
And I was getting along with a dancer.
Famously?
Course.
Would you say famously?
I would say it was pretty famously. She was talking to me about her picks for the Oscars, and that was...
Oh, yeah. You filled out an Oscar pool with her?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is crazy, because this was like 3 weeks after the Oscars. It's she didn't know.
She didn't
get it.
She had no idea. And then we were
he
like...
He fell for her intellect.
I did. I thought that the way she interpreted Life of Pi was really on point.
It was pie opening.
So, Toda.
That's
so
a good one.
I liked that one, yeah.
Okay.
We went to the back room, and she said, for $200, you can do cocaine off my ass.
Do you have to provide the cocaine?
At that point, I wasn't really... interested in doing cocaine, and least of all, I didn't want to do it off of her ass.
Yeah.
So I said,
for $150, how about I eat a PB&J?
Well, I said, what if I don't want to do that? And she said, well, if you give me $200, I'll blow you. And then I said, that sounds like a fair deal.
Yeah.
Actually, what I said was, I don't have that much cash. And then she said, we'll take a card. And I said, okay.
Can I Venmo you?
And then I went over to this big, scary bouncer guy. He swiped my card, made me sign like a document to make it official that they weren't robbing me.
Did you have your lawyers read that?
I sent it to my dad, but he's a tax lawyer, so he just said it looked good, but
yeah,
I don't think he didn't have a lot of notes. So I went back into the back room where she proceeded to grind on me and give me a private lap dance, but the blowjob never materialized, and I came out wondering if I should complain or if that was just going to get me in trouble. And
bias
I dejectedly
remorse?
Just, sorry?
Buyer's remorse?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely had buyer's remorse.
It wasn't even a buy.
I paid for a product that didn't exist.
It was a gosh darn bait and switch. What you did was leave a negative Yelp review.
Yeah. I said, I paid for a blowjob, but I actually got fucked.
Nah.
So this is your case for you not being a good person to give advice about sleeping with a prostitute? Was it?
Yeah, because he never actually collected on the sexual goods that he deserved.
Right, you'd have no idea.
I resent the implications. All this, suffice to say, I resent the implication.
Okay.
I genuinely do. So I'm sorry, tuna sandwich, but that's what was his name?
Ikatahuna, dude.
Ikatahuna.
But what I would say is don't use bleach in the shower. God.
And don't give yourself a VD test.
Go to a clinic.
How do you give yourself a VD test?
I don't think you should. I think
is that just
dangerous.
Like a really close examination?
It's like, yeah, it's a magnifying glass.
Can you show that to your next girlfriend and it's like valid?
Yeah, you sign your own little card.
I've never ever gone on a date with somebody without bringing a clean bill of health just to show them that I don't have VD or explicitly that I do have VD.
Do you ask your dad to draw up that contract?
Yes, my dad, he's a tax lawyer. I've mentioned that, but he has drawn up the contract.
Well, I feel like he's better with contracts than
you
are.
That's a tax attorney, which contrary to what you guys say, is not a glorified accountant.
Now, where do you...
I love my father.
Rose, since we don't usually have a female presence on the show, where do you land on the prostitution scale? Are you virulently against it? Are you totally cool with it?
What is virulently?
Like, are you extremely against
it? I'm virally against it.
Isn't that vehemently?
Is it? What's virulently?
Virulently.
I'm virile. Yeah, virulent.
Are you totally against it?
I'm
totally
fertilely against it.
You're fertile. You're fertile and against it.
I think that it's the oldest profession in the world.
Uh huh.
I don't want to do it myself.
Right.
But more power to them.
What do you mean more power to them? They're victims. They're hapless victims.
I don't know. I don't know, dude. What are you,
like, I can't believe Jake's the voice of reason right now, debating prostitution.
It's insane.
Well, what? No, that's not fair. That is not fair. I don't have a judgment on prostitutes. Because I haven't been in a situation where that has been a realistic thing in my life. But I feel like it's their deal. If they want to, like maybe certain things...
None of them want to do it.
That's not true. Have you seen some of those high-class escorts?
You know what? Even I have an opinion on... I have an opinion on escorts, and I think they're victims. And I think no matter how empowered they feel, they're actually victims of society, of a misogynistic culture, of a money-hungry, bloodthirsty,
I can't look
lusty,
you in the eye.
I think it's... I'm violently against it.
But you'll still pay $200 to experience.
She never blew me, dude. She never blew me. So what did I pay $200 for? Sorry, I helped
Your
her
Honor?
Sign up for fucking classes. I think she was at the UNLV. I think she was taking a pottery class, and I think $200 gets her by. And she's not a matriculated student, but I think she can get there. And guess what? I didn't make her fucking swallow my load.
Jesus,
I didn't. Yeah, she didn't see my seed. She didn't touch my D.
I think Rose needs to take a bleach shower after this conversation.
I just think. You know, certain problems aren't something that I understand. I don't have to, I'm not in that position. I don't understand what it must feel like. Personally, I wouldn't be okay with selling that as a product. But look, some people are terrible in relationships and really mean to girls. And why is that any better than being, like, able to do it as a business negotiation?
I'm sort of with you. I mean, I don't quite fully understand.
I don't know
understand.
That morally it's so... I don't know that it's so reprehensible when... When Jake's just shaking his head. This is the first time I feel like
we've reached his moral limit.
I think that is kind of close-minded to say prostitution is bad. I think that's very close-minded.
You think prostitution is good?
I wouldn't say good.
You think a woman selling her body for money is good? You think?
Sorry,
you think
why did
pimps
you
rounding up women?
Excuse me, Jacob, but why on earth would you assume it's just women? Here we have another just narrow-minded example from the brain, from the shriveled-up peanut brain of Jake Hurwitz.
You've been
skewered today.
That could clearly be a male. That could be. What is male prostitution okay for you?
No, of course not. It's not at all. No prostitution's okay.
What about porn?
Porn's not prostitution.
Why? Aren't porn's you getting paid to have sex? So if I'm taping a prostitute fucking me, that's okay?
No, I'm also not okay with porn. But I mean, like, I don't give...
So you don't watch it?
I love watching porn. I watch porn all the time.
So you are totally implicit in it all?
I don't think McDonald's is good for me, but I like the way it tastes. I'm too lazy to like make a real change, but I can, hey, I got a fucking podcast.
I think you should join
against
the, why don't you join the Bigot Society conscience. Of America with Amir Blumenfeld?
Huh?
The Bigot Society of America.
Yeah, I am not a
bigot. A BSA.
Being against prostitution does not make you a bigot.
I'm unsure.
I can see. I'm genuinely trying to see it from your perspective. And I know. And I feel like you're...
Look,
your
it's not that I'm
true.
Saying prostitutes are strong, empowered women. I'm saying it's...
You're saying there's a world where that could possibly exist.
Where maybe in the same way that for porn stars, I don't have a judgment on porn stars because for them, they can do that and it doesn't make them feel sleepless at night and unhappy.
I think the danger is... Well, shit. I'm getting genuine by accident. Let's talk about this after the podcast.
It's their body.
God forbid Jake Hurwitz gets genuine.
No, I can't do that. Not here.
Not now.
Not like this.
Not here.
We're actually out of time, if you can believe that. We're more than out of time. We usually like to keep this under 45 minutes. So we're at like the 55-minute mark.
I'd very much like to know the just why don't we end with the
The reason? Okay. You guys were juggling, and Rose threw an errant ball, and it went outside. And as a joke, I went, "Row!" like it hit a cat.
Oh.
And then you were like, "Oh, I really don't like it when men or people, humans.
Humans
do cat noises.
Any other species beside cat
doing
a cat noise is bad. No.
Yeah. You don't like it when humans do animal noises.
No, I don't like it when any species beside a cat does a cat noise.
What about when a parrot does a human noise?
That's embarrassing.
What about a human that's doing shameful, a parrot noise as a human? So I'm like, hello. Does that bother you?
That's not bad,
actually.
I found
a new pet peeve. a pet
it's parrot. Me in general.
Thank you so much for coming on our show, Rose. How did it go?
I mean, it was great. I was here anyway, so it was easy.
Yeah. You didn't even realize we were recording for the first half of it.
We just had to come into your room to do it.
Yeah.
You just ended my solarium, and we went from there.
I clipped a little wireless lavalier mic to you when you were asleep and shook you awake halfway through the podcast. But I'm glad we got to do it. It's fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
And do you want to plug anything? Any movies or TV shows or whatever that you're in, that you're on, that you want people to watch?
I mean, I'm not a plugger. I'm not very good at that.
Do you want me to mention some stuff and then you'll stop me?
No, just, you know, I hope that I come back and maybe one day I'll have done stuff that you guys like. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Or maybe you already have.
And maybe I have.
They don't even know because you won't say anything.
Exactly. So I like to leave it with an air of intrigue. You know my name. You know my number.
We are going to put your number in there.
See you on OkCupid.
You know my stance on prostitution. Let's do it.
Those are the big three.
But I'm not a prostitute. Just don't forget that bit.
If you have your own questions of your own or your own theme song, you can email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. That first one, I don't think I ever mentioned, was from a dude named McLean who had submitted a song before. And that was his second song that he submitted. And this last one is from someone named Cullen. Thanks so much to all of y'all for listening. And we'll be back soon. Peace.
Living in this moment. Never understand. Why we're living in slow motion. Sometimes I need a hand. So I call my brother Jake here. And Amir here. Living in this undecided world, don't know what to do.